Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You excited for a pre-draft presser today?
There's nothing better, because I'm sure we're going to get all the answers. I'm going to say, you know what, Adam, just tell us. He's all right, John. It's going to be, I'm sure that's what's going to happen. So I'm ready. I'm ready, man.
I think he might.
I doubt it. Let's start with the silly season stuff. Did you see the tweet from the agent, and now people are digging up his liked tweets and all that?
No. What happened? Yeah. No, that, yes. Yes. I saw those. And I would say, you know, I talked to some people, and like, not so much over there, but just around the league, would this bother you? And most of them, like, you know, by this point, you know, they're so far along in the process, I don't think an agent's tweet is going to change anything for them.
And I think it's entirely possible the agent's tweet was like, man, I don't agree with what Mike is saying here.
Yeah, that's possible. I'm not sure that's what it was, though. But yes, that is possible.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what it was. And so, but again, it's the agent. And the question throughout all this would be, do you trust your evaluation on not only Jaden Daniels, the player, but also the person? Because this tweet is not going to change your decision. Unless you're just like, oh boy, we can't decide between these two. What's the thing? Well, listen, we don't want this. Short of that, I don't think it's going to, if you don't have great info on all these guys by now, this shouldn't switch.
Something wrong.
Yeah.
The agent was doing what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
If he's taking care, if he's trying to say, you know what, I want my guy to come by himself and talk to him, that's what the agent's job is, to try to promote their guy and put him in a good light.
It is, but I would also say that, you know, most guys are going to do that behind the scenes. And, you know, so that's the one thing there. But we don't know if he's speaking for Jaden Daniels or not.
Right.
Maybe he is. We don't know that. And I know, like, I mean, shoot, we dealt with this. God bless. This brings back more PTSD on this beat. But going back to, like, the Donovan McNabb stuff with his agent and the Shanahans and Kyle and just, you know, and Donovan would kind of say, like, well, it's my agent. Well, yeah, but he works for you. Now, the difference is Jaden Daniels is 24, and this is the first time thing for him, versus Donovan, who was an experienced vet at that point. So you knew that was just hiding behind it. We don't know what Daniels thinks about all this. And, you know, everything I've heard on this kid has been very good.
Yeah, I agree. What did you think of kind of the spectacle of everybody coming in and going to Topgolf? I think if it was 14 players at Topgolf, and they were tight ends, O-line, D-line, and corners, nobody would even blink.
Correct. I also want to know who won at the Angry Birds competition. That's what I want to know. But yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think either you or Ben retweeted something that Belichick had talked about this on the
McAfee.
Show.
Yeah, we played
it
on the air.
And then, okay, yeah, there you go. And then San Francisco has done this too. So this isn't a new tactic. It is unusual to have four quarterbacks come in like this, but I also think it's unusual to have several choices at quarterback with this, you know, that you're looking at in this first round who could go that high. And a couple of them, I think, you know, I mean, clearly Jaden Daniels is the guy you're looking at number two, and I would think Drake May is as well. The other, you know, we don't know exactly where JJ is going to go. Probably in the top 10. That certainly seems what it sounds like. Then Penix. So that's a guy you could take later. But that's, it's just, to me, this whole situation is unusual where the number two pick, and there's not the, you know, like when RG3 was picked here, it was a clear number two behind Andrew Luck. I don't know that in their minds, I don't know if there's a clear number two, or certainly in some other minds around the league there is, but, you know, so I think the whole thing is a unique situation. And, you know, there was a coach from another team I communicated with this morning who's like, didn't have a problem with it at all. And again, because kind of like what I said earlier, by this point in the evaluation, this is a final, you know, as someone else, I can't remember who it was, we're talking about, like, it's more like a punctuation to the whole process. Maybe it was Nikki. I don't remember who it was. I forget.
It's all kind of blending together now.
Yeah, exactly. And but that's what this is. So all your information is going to be heavy, heavy gleaned from the past, and this is the final thing. So, you know, I don't know. It's unusual. But here's the other thing. I don't know if it's good or bad. We'll see what the process produces.
Right.
It's unusual, but is it unusual because we overly put quarterbacks on the pedestal?
Do we?
I mean, yes. Let's be real.
Of course, yes, absolutely it is. I mean, that's the thing, is like everything with quarterbacks, you know, this whole thing, you guys watch The Office?
Yeah,
sometimes.
I do. I have.
All right. So do you remember the whole scene with, you know, today smoking is going to save lives, where Dwight intentionally, you know, lights the place on, you know, the wastebasket on fire, and you got to learn how do you get out of there? You got to stay calm and all that. That's what this whole scene reminds me of. Like, people are just scrambling to try and find, you know, way from exits or whatever. Just like a little thing kind of bursts into a panic situation. And that's how this whole thing feels like, because it is quarterbacks. And here's the other thing. We all know that you have to get this right. So I think there's that on top of that for this fan base is wanting to make sure your process is coming up with the right guy who can finally end a massive drought by this franchise. So I think, you know, people want to know that it's the right process, and we'll find out. We won't know for a while.
Well, John, I will ask you and anybody else that have a problem with the process, please tell me what process works based off of this fan base. What the hell could this fan base tell anybody that works? Why wouldn't they be happy to look at something differently?
We have to go back to 1981. In that, starting there for a decade, right? But yeah, no, I agree. Like, I think what you have to do is, do you trust the people involved in this process? I think if it had been, you know, if this is a Dan Snyder-led operation, you're going to question it because it never produced what you wanted it to. And so this is a new group, so you don't know exactly what, you know, is what does what they do, is it going to work? But I think that's what you have to kind of fall back on. But I agree, like, there's no proof that it doesn't work. and in San Francisco it worked, so, you know, there you go.
It must have worked in New England as well.
Yeah, it didn't work there too. Yeah,
it is remarkable though, because there are so many quarterbacks. I think you said that earlier, and it raises a great point in that. If there were only Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels in this draft, all of this consternation wouldn't exist.
Correct.
If it was only Caleb Williams and Drake May in this draft, there'd be no debate. Probably, if it was only Caleb and then J.J. McCarthy, or only Caleb and maybe even Bo Nix. It's just that there's a bunch of them, or Penix, whoever. And
Well, doesn't the situation just call for it?
Maybe that's why they wanted to go that route. Yeah. It is...
Because normally, you all are right. You normally have one or two. You have four or five, maybe six. And if it changes up, I have to change with the times.
Right. And let's say, because clearly you're not going to take Michael Penix at number two. But you bring him in, and I know it's about them coming in together. But, you know, you still get to learn something about how this group is when they're all together. And if you trade back, you know, Penix is an option. I don't see them trading back, but if in case like some team offers them the world and like, oh, we got no choice because like the Vikings are giving us Justin Jefferson and this and that. So of course, but that is not going to happen. So, you know, but you, I think it's just being prepared. But yeah, I think I don't have a problem. Like, I don't know. I don't have a big problem with this. I think there's a lot of things you can get upset about in this world, and bringing four quarterbacks in together doesn't seem to be high on the list right now for me.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.